Simin Samache Halacha Lama, the last halacha in this sim. Mumar also loves men rivers. It's forbidden to borrow from a mumar with interest. Agam lavas lev rivers yesh lahachmar. And also regard to lending him money with interest, one should conduct himself with a chumrah and not lend him with interest. This refers to a yid who has totally forsaken the Jewish religion. You should still not do this. Simin Samach Vav Hilchos Iska, the halachas of Iska. Hanais Nachaver Halacha Alf. Hanais Nachaver Maris Shiris Asik Boy, one who gives his friend money to engage in a business venture. Vahar Revach Yilachatzayin, with the stipulation that the profit will be divided equally between them. Gam Hefsid Yashneim Rishava, and also the lost will be responsible to be paid by both of them. Zelnik or Iska, this is considered Iska of Asr and its Asr. For example, the investor supplies a capital of $1,000 and the venture realizes a profit of $200, making the total assets $1,200. The investor gets back his capital plus half the profits, which would be $1,100 total, and the person that manages the investment gets $100. If the enterprise suffers a loss and only $800 is left, the loss of the $200 also divided, that the first person laid out the money would get back $900 and the other person has a realized loss of $100. And the basis for this isra is, this is because half of these funds are considered a loan in the hands of the recipient. For the responsibility for his half is upon him. And he takes the profit generated by his half in the event if it succeeds. The Gam Hefsed Olivan also bears the loss if the venture loses. And the other half belongs to the investor, is considered a pekadon. Shrehu Bachrayis Anaisim, for the responsibility for that half is upon the investor. He takes profit from the half if the venture succeeds. The Gam Hefsed Mechatziz Olav. And also the loss is half on him. Now this recipient who is engaging in business, and expending effort on the half that he had been entrusted to him, which belongs to the investor, is only doing this because that person gave him a loan on his half. This would constitute ribis and remusser. But there is a permissible manner to doing this. If the investor gives the recipient a compensation for the toil and the effort that he extends on the investor's portion, and they should set a specific amount at the outset of the agreement, or you should give him his wages immediately at the time when the funds are given for the investment. And even a small amount is sufficient to avoid ribis. And such as a dollar, even less, would constitute giving him something. Halacha Beis. The Kitzur now is going to set out further conditions that may be permissible by be attached to the Iskar arrangement. The resulting agreement is one that can be used by one who seeks an assured specific return on his money without being over on ribis. Yichalim lahasnais, when setting up the iska arrangement, they can stipulate shelo yehem akabel neman, that the recipient should not be trusted, lemer shehefsid min akaren, to say that he incurred a loss of the principal, ki im al pi edim ksherim, unless it's substantiated through edus of two edim. Val revach li yehem ki im v'shvua, and only claim regarding profit that he should not be trusted without taking a shavua. That is, he will not be trusted to say that there was no more profit than he declared without taking a shvuah. The purpose of these conditions is to set up a situation in which the recipient will find it too difficult, or he will be unwilling to fulfill the required conditions, as he would instead choose to make the payment as described below in the next sif.